For another perspective on the moves the Riders made, we reached out to Rider great TSN's Glenn Suter. Glenn, thanks for making time for us.
No problem.
Now, we just shared what we thought on the Riders' moves during free agency. What's your take on the Riders, on what the Riders have done so far?
Well, it's an interesting story because there's, you know, a couple of different ways to look at it, different angles. I mean, first of all, you always want to see which teams in free agency pick up the big names. I mean, there are sort of your top 10 hit lists, if you will, on free agency, and you hope that your home team goes out and picks up a couple of the stars that can help them win. I think when you look at the signing of offensive linemen, the outstanding lineman in the year in the season last year was Derek Dennis, and is now a Saskatchewan Roughrider. I think Marc-Olivier Briette is another monster signing, a guy that can, you know, be the starting safety in Saskatchewan for the next 3 or 4 years. He's just 31 years old. I think Glenn Love was another great signing, you know, in free agency after the first couple of days. That's sort of one way to look at it, and it's a very positive way to look at it if you're a Rider fan. The sort of the downside is that the Riders had 22 free agents right around there going into it, and really only extended and re-signed three of them. Lost four to other teams, and then just flat out cut around eight or nine guys. So when you start to look at it from that angle, you're almost looking at a team that is still searching. They got some good names and some big names in free agency, but they also lost a bunch of players, and they're still cutting players and almost in the evaluation process. So I would say, you know, that Chris Jones did a good job of picking up some of the big name guys. Mecari Grant's another one. This is just recently. Chad Owens is a veteran receiver that can help that receiving corps grow quickly. A lot of different names that can help. But, you know, there's kind of two angles to look at it. And just because you went out and got some big names doesn't mean that'll all come together come training camp at the start of the regular season either. So they've got to make sure they take care of business and go to work when camp begins.
Now, in your opinion, is there a signing that the Riders absolutely knocked out of the park this offseason?
Yeah, Derek Dennis is one of them, for sure. I mean, you know, when you get the best lineman in the league, and he was the best lineman, not to mention the fact that he's a tackle and can protect the blind side of a right-hand quarterback, very important position. I mean, it's maybe not as sexy as a receiver or a running back kind of thing, but it is very, very important. I'd say that's the biggest name, and maybe it was the biggest name in all of free agency. And I mentioned Briette, and I think when you can pick up a starting, established Canadian in any position, whether it's O-line or D-line, or you've got a guy that can play safety, or maybe that wide side corner spot that's become more familiar, more Canadianized, I guess is the way to say it. But I think Briette was another huge one. So between those two guys, you know, can Chad Owens help? Absolutely. Mecari Grant, Glenn Love is a great player that just needs a chance to start. So there's lots of guys that I could sort of pinpoint and say, you know, that was the guy that's going to make the difference. Let's see. Let's see how they fit in. Let's see how they work with the new coaching staff. See who's going to play quarterback for the Saskatchewan Roughriders after Kevin Glenn. It's sort of an evaluation process. But, you know, overall, I would say a job well done in free agency, and now it's sort of the draft and their free agent camp south of the border that the Riders got to focus on.
So in your opinion, is there a move that you don't like and could come back and bite the Riders in the butt?
Well, I guess we could go back to the whole Darian Durant discussion there, but you know, I would say that just looking at it from the outside and, you know, free agency, not really. I mean, I don't think that there's one when you look at the free agent that they signed or some of the players that they signed or re-signed or extended in their own, you know, stable. I don't think that any of those guys are going to come back to sort of bite you. Those guys are, you know, good players. Are they huge impact players? That remains to be seen. But, you know, for biting you in the backside? No, I don't think so. If you want to talk about that move, I think you have to go back to quarterback and, you know, Darian Durant and Chris Jones, let's just say it like it was, is sort of oil and water, and it was while they were together, and that relationship is now split, and Durant is a Montreal Alouette, and Chris Jones is going in another direction. So We'll see if at that position, Kevin Glenn, if he's going to be the starter, can be real productive, or they find a young guy that comes up, or make a trade before the season begins and maybe get a guy like James Franklin that Chris Jones has been looking at for a long, long time. I mean, you know, bottom line here is, I think if there's any decision that was made this offseason, and we've still got a long way to go in the offseason, but if there's any decision so far that could come back to haunt him, it would be the Durant decision. Because if Durant has a monster year in Montreal and the Riders struggle at quarterback, obviously people will talk about that decision. And the opposite happens, and Chris Jones is a genius. So that is definitely a wait and see.
Now, getting to some of the other teams in the CFL, who do you think addressed free agency the best, and which team really struck out?
I think the BC Lions did a very good job. I take a look at, and again, it's sort of the two tails or the two different ways that you can look at free agency. For instance, if you're just keeping score with regards to the players signed from other teams, you know, there were a few teams that got 5-6 star players from other teams. So, you know, you could pick any one of those teams. But, you know, the other way to look at it is teams that re-sign their own players that are happy with and, you know, satisfied with the level of play they were getting sort of from their veterans last year that were about to become free agents. Those guys, if you look at it and keep score in that regard, you know, you look at the BC Lions, for instance, they had 23 free agents signed or re-signed and or extended 16 of the 23. So if you take a look at what Wally Buono did in BC, you're looking at a roster that he really liked, that was very close to getting to the Grey Cup last year, that had a lot of firepower, a great young quarterback in Jonathan Jennings at the helm. But he goes back and he looks at his roster and he says, you know, of the 23 guys that are going to become free agents, I'm going to lose a couple to the NFL. That he can't control. He's going to let those guys go. And then he gets 16 of the 23 to extend or re-sign a new contract. That tells me that this is a solid roster in Vancouver, and that's a team that should be good because of it. I mean, it's a roster that went and re-signed their veterans. I think that's important. I mean, Saskatchewan just re-signing or extending two of the, you know, over 20 free agents they had, two or three of those guys are the only ones they extended or re-signed. That tells you that they're still evaluating all that talent, that they're not settled in on players that they know are proven entities that are going to, you know, make those plays necessary to win games. And so they're still searching. And the longer you keep searching, the longer other teams are just solidifying what they have. So I would put BC as a, you know, as a team that did very well. They got a couple of big names. Chris Williams is one of them. Swayze Water is another one. But, you know, the bottom line is that these guys did a good job of signing their old players back.
So, Glenn, will you be at CFL Week later in March? And how exciting is an event like this for the league?
Well, it's unprecedented, first of all. It's exciting. I mean, it's sort of the first time to do it at this scale. And, you know, I think the league is very excited about it. I think they're looking at it and saying, you know, basically this is sort of the new tradition, that's something that they want to make sort of a regular occurrence, that you go to one of the football markets, or maybe a market that doesn't necessarily have a team, but is crazy football city like Saskatoon, for instance. And, you know, you take all of your scouting and your prospect camps and your new recruits getting ready for the draft. You're looking at rules committee meetings. Coaches can do press conferences, a chance to fly in all of the star players from every team in the league. So football fans are going to be able to go and sit and get autographs or meet the guys, talk to them at different events. I think, you know, put it all in one city for 1 week is a fantastic way, in the middle of basically, you know, just as spring is beginning and people are starting to think about summer in football. I think it's a great opportunity to sort of promote the game, do it in the city, get that fan base fired up again, and then make some key decisions. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'll be there, and I'm looking forward to rules committee meetings. I'm looking forward to what direction the league will go in that regard, and are they going to make changes to what coaches can challenge, what they can't challenge. all of the discussions that a lot of football fans had through the year, I think will, you know, be the focus of these meetings at Rules Committee, and let's see what direction the league wants to go. I'm going to be very interested to report to all of our listeners on Ralco Radio in the entire province on the Green Zone that, you know, exactly what's going on in those meetings, because I get to sit in on them.
Now, Glenn, before we let you go, I do have to ask one thing. We do ask every guest that we have on about this, and we've talked to your former teammates as well, Dave Ridgway, Ray Elgard. Now, yeah. not expecting you to name names and get yourself in trouble here, but can you share one of the best road trip stories that you've had?
Yeah. You know, when I filter them out, when I don't name names and I filter them out because I just can't say them, that leaves me with very few. But I, you know, Dave Ridgway for a long time was my roommate. I did get a chance to a couple of times room on the road with Bobby Jurison, which was, let me put it to you this way, exact opposite when it comes to sort of the experience with the roommate. For Dave Ridgway and I, it was sort of Oscar and Felix in The Odd Couple, as far as one being sort of anally clean and tidy and me being a little bit more messy, not dirty with leaving your food on the floor and things like that, but just the mess that I would leave in my room, and Dave's side was always immaculate. Bobby Jurison, very different. You know, Bobby Jurison, you just had to make sure you maintained your discipline on the road and maintained your focus on the game. But hey, I you know, players will always tell you that they miss hanging out with the guys. I still get to do that and beer league hockey and things like that, but it's a little different when you're on the road with some of the guys that you're going to battle with.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
You got it. Anytime, let me know.